We continue with the 35th surah of the Noble Quran, Surah Fatir, which is in the 22nd juz of the Noble Quran. In our previous discourse, we extensively elaborated about who are the true ulama, who we could term as al-warathatul anbiya, the inheritors of the scholars. We elaborated on that, and we said that a man who can, who's very catchy, very animated in his speaking, verbose, a person who knows a few narrations, suddenly knows some Arabic, it doesn't make you a scholar. Really, it all has to come together. That together with all of that, you need to have piety of the heart. When you look at that man, he looks like a scholar of deen. He has that the outer appearance that attracts you to Allah. And that is the sign of a true scholar of deen. Allah Rabbul Izzah then continues into verse number 29. And he speaks about the qualities of his servants. In particular, the Muslimin. Who are they? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ They are those who read the book of Allah. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ And they establish salah. وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً And they spend of that which we have given them. Subhanallah. This is the amazing part of it all. That it is Allah who has given us the wealth. And then Allah subhanallah still says that they spend from what we gave them. So when you realize that it's not even your own, it is really what Allah has given, then that should make it easier for you to spend. And there are two ways of spending, sirran wa alaniyatan, secretly and openly. Sometimes it's better to spend secretly, sometimes it's better to spend openly. Each has its benefits, each has its circumstances. The purpose of spending is yarjuna tijaratan lan tabur. They are hopeful of a trade in which there will be no loss. They are hopeful for a trade in which there will be a no loss. That is, when you spend for the year after, for the sake of Allah, then you are really giving over your wealth back to Allah. And if it's done with sincerity, then there's nothing to fear, any loss anyway. There's nothing but profit that you will achieve and attain and experience as a result of this trade. Furthermore, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, لِيُوَفِيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ So Allah may give them their full reward and give them more out of His grace. Allah will give you your full reward. In other words, He forgives many sins and values even a little bit of obedience. إِنَّا غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ He is forgiving and appreciative. He rewards more than a person deserves, and He gives a person, He does this as a gift to the person. This is really out of the grace and the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzah, that He gives so much to us without us deserving anything. وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ هُوَ الْحَقُّ Allah Rabbul Izzah then says that, and those to whom we revealed the book, and those to whom we revealed the book that is the truth, wal-haq, musaddiqan lima bayna yaday, it is confirming the books before it. Inna Allah bi'ibadi la khabirun basir, surely Allah is fully aware and watchful of His servants. He knows fully well all the different conditions of His servants and has revealed His book at as the most appropriate time. So, this book that was revealed by Allah to His servants, it is a book that encompasses the guidance for us, and in it there is a complete recipe for guidance and for salvation in this world. How have people responded to the book? That is the question that comes from this. And that is the important issue that we look into. Allah Rabbul Izzah then outlines how mankind have responded to this book. And He goes on to divide people into various categories. And He says, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا We made those of our bondsmen whom we chose inheritors of the book. So this book, the Quran, which is nothing but truth and confirms all earlier scriptures, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying we sent it as a revelation. After that, we made those who we choose out of our servants inheritors of the book. So it came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then left behind the legacy of this book, the Quran. He didn't leave behind wealth, and this is why the Anbiya, Nahnu La Nurath, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we are not inherited from Ma Tarakna Sadaqatun. Whatever we leave behind is charity. And al ulama warathatul anbiya, the prophets don't leave coins or silver, gold coins, they leave the legacy of knowledge. So the legacy of knowledge is what was left behind, the legacy of the noble Quran. The question is, how have we responded to this legacy? And Allah Rabbul Izzah in this verse number 32 of Surah Fatir, divides mankind into three categories. فَمِنُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ وَمِنُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنُمْ سَابِكُمْ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. The first is the unjust ones. The second is فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ. They are the unjust ones. They have oppressed themselves. Then the second one is وَمِنُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ. They are those who are moderate. وَمِنُمْ سَابِكُمْ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And they are those who are the leaders in good deeds by the command of Allah. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. This is Allah's extreme grace. So even the just ones from amongst, or the unjust ones, they will even be forgiven. Those who pursue the middle course amongst them, they will pass through a reckoning that is easy. And those who excel in good deeds will enter into Jannah without reckoning. So on deeper look at this verse, you have three categories: the unjust, the moderate, and the excellent. As for the unjust, the one who has wronged himself, Allama ibn Kathir says, it means a person who falls short in fulfilling some obligatory duties and goes on to commit what is forbidden as well. So the person, sometimes, you know, he didn't fulfill his religious duty, was somewhat short in his salah, he even committed a few sins here and there, and he passes away in that condition. He's termed as the unjust one. Then the middle one is the one who fulfills all his legally binding duties and avoids everything but is forbidden, but on occasions he leaves out recommended and falls what is in reprehensible. So he does things which is makruh, things that are reprehensible, like an act of what is reprehensible, maybe to make the wrong choice at the wrong time, things that are not of the highest caliber. The person, maybe at times there's leeway to do something, but you do something that will lead you to something doubtful. So that is the second category. And then the third one are those who go ahead and fulfill all obligatory duties, do not only what is expected from them, but they even do the recommended and avoid whatever is declared forbidden, and even what is makruh. And they have absolute dedication and devotion to Allah. They are the ones who have gone far ahead. And these are the three categories from amongst the believers, and that has been outlined. Interestingly, there's a short story that has been narrated of Sayyidina Abu Thabit radiallahu anhu, who went to the masjid one day and he found Sayyidina Abu Darda already sitting there. And Sayyidina Abu Thabit went close and he sat down next to, and he started making a dua. And he said, Allahumma anis wahshati warham ghurbati wa yassir li jalisin saliha. Oh Allah, alleviate my loneliness and the anxiety of my heart, and have mercy on me, on my state of homelessness, and make easy for me by sending me a good companion. Now look at the Sahaba. At any point, they were always concerned about companionship. They wanted good companions. They considered it as a great objective of the Sharia to have good companions that they would surround themselves by. So Sayyidina Abu Thabit made this. When Sayyidina Abu Darda heard this, he said that if you are honest in your dua for a companion, then I'm more fortunate than you, meaning that now that I'm here, I'm going to be in your company. I feel myself to be fortunate that I can be in someone who has this type of an attitude in life. And after that initial exchange, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu then said, I relate to you a hadith I heard from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and since the time I heard it from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I have not related to anyone. And then he said that the verse of Surah Fatir which is verse number 32, in which Allah says, we conveyed the book as an heritage to those amongst our servants. He said that there are three categories. The one are those who race ahead of others in the matters of good deeds. Out of the three categories, they are the ones who will go into Jannah without reckoning. Then the moderate ones, they will face an accounting, but it will be Isaba Yasira, easy reckoning. The third ones are the unjust ones, the ones who fall short in the good deeds. They are prone to slip-ups and sins, and will be full with remorse on the day of Qiyamah. They too will ask to enter into Jannah, and it is in the next verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannah, in which He says, Jannatu adnin yadkhulunaha, that the gardens of eternity wherein they will go in, yuhallawna fiha min asawira min dhahabi wa lu'lua, therein they will be made to wear bracelets of gold and pearls, the garments therein shall be silk, wa libasum fiha harir. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that a man who wears silk clothing in this world will not be able to wear it in the year after. And the dua of this third category, they will say, وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّ الْحَزَنِ. After being, or after experiencing the difficulties of Qiyamah initially, they will then go ahead and say, all thanks to Allah who has removed all grief from us. إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Surely our sustain is forgiving and appreciative. الَّذِي أَحَلَّنَا دَارَ الْمُقَامَةِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, who out of His grace He has caused us to settle into the abode of eternity. لَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا نَصَبُ وَلَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا لُغُوبُ. In Jannah, in the eternal gardens of paradise, when we reach there, there will be no weariness that we will experience, nor will we experience any tiredness or anything unpleasant. That is how Allah will honor these servants of His. And that brings us up to verse number 35 of Surah Fatir, a beautiful discourse presented to us in the verses of the Noble Quran on the various categories of the believers.